by updated weatherology forecasts for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a high of 55. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 31. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 55. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New research from USDA's Agricultural Research Service and the University of Illinois shows that as the climate continues to change, soybean farmers in the Midwest may need new strategies to keep weeds at bay. Lead author Christopher Landau, a postdoctoral research assistant at ARS, found variable weather conditions can have big impacts. For example, he says, even with herbicides offering decent weed control, drought conditions during the plant's reproductive stage can be devastating. He said having really high temperatures during that same time led to relative high yield losses, like 25 and 26% yield losses. Over the long term, Landau said herbicides alone won't likely be enough to control weeds. He says new technologies like electric robots that manually pick weeds and harvest systems that grind weed seeds to reduce their prevalence in the soil may help. Farmers can also adjust their planting date and choose different seed. He said some places like Central Illinois, choosing a maturity group slightly higher than the generally recommended one, has helped the soybean plant outcompete the weeds. And new data from the Economic Research Service at USDA shows quick service restaurants recovered faster than full service restaurants from the initial impact of COVID. Consumer spending at both full service and quick service restaurants initially fell following the onset of the coronavirus, with noteworthy differences between the two. Before the pandemic, consumer spending at both quick and full service restaurants near or slightly above the previous year's levels. From March to May of 2020, spending at the quick-serve restaurants dropped about $20 billion. Full-service restaurants experienced a more severe drop during the period, likely related to mandates limiting in-person dining across much of the country. Spending fell to $7 billion, or 51% lower than the year before. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A 35-year-old Wichita man who repeatedly attacked a woman in his home has been sentenced to 19 years and 4 months in prison. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett said Will Johnson was sentenced Tuesday after he pleaded guilty in February to 22 charges involving the same woman. Wichita police began investigating after the woman went to the hospital for treatment in August of 2019, suffering from several cuts and a broken jaw, skull, and nose. Court documents say video taken from the man's home showed the woman was consistently naked while inside the home. A man who admitted to fatally injuring his infant son in January 2020 heard his sentence Thursday in Sedgwick County District Court. Judge Bruce Brown sentenced 25-year-old Marlon Williams to 26 years and 4 months in the baby's death. An affidavit said Williams admitted to squeezing his two-month-old son's head when the infant started crying. Williams was convicted of second-degree murder and aggravated battery. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A pilot and three passengers escaped serious injury late Thursday morning when the small plane they were in crashed at an airport in Comanche County in south central Kansas.
The crash was reported around 11:19 at the Comanche County Airport, located off U.S. 183 Highway. It's about 3 miles south of Coldwater. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 1980 Cessna 421C airplane out of Illinois was coming in for a landing when its front landing gear didn't lock. The twin-engine plane then nosed into the runway, the patrol said. Everyone on board was reported uninjured. A Kansas man has been charged with two felonies and two misdemeanors for allegedly causing the death of an Alliance, Nebraska woman. The Box Butte County Attorney's Office has charged 36-year-old Ryan J. McElroy of Salina with motor vehicle homicide, manslaughter, and willful reckless driving. The charges stem from an April 10th collision when McElroy hit a vehicle driven by 22-year-old Blythe Bonus of Alliance. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A top Republican candidate for Nebraska governor is facing an onslaught of criticism after several women, including a GOP state lawmaker, alleged that he groped them at public events and forcibly kissed one woman. The accusations drew widespread condemnation from Charles W. Herbster's primary opponents, Republican Governor Pete Ricketts, and the 13 women from both parties who serve in the legislature. The Nebraska Examiner, which first reported the allegations, interviewed six women who claimed that the 67-year-old Herbster groped their buttocks outside of their clothes during political events or beauty pageants. Herbster fervently denies the claims. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 26-year-old Majdal Elias was found guilty Wednesday of second-degree murder and several gun counts in the September 2019 death of 15-year-old Ali Al-Burkat in September 2019. Elias is already serving 19 to 33 years in prison on drug and gun charges. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Longtime Nebraska state legislator and current Gage County Supervisor Dennis Myers of Beatrice passed away Thursday at the age of 81. He served the county since 2009, previously serving as supervisor for 6 years beginning in 1977. Myers was chair of the Building and Grounds and Equalization Committee. 38 years in elective office also included Justice of the Peace and Beatrice School Board and Region 5 services. Accepting an appointment to serve as state senator for the 30th District in 1988, Dennis Byers was subsequently reelected until finishing on term limits in 2007. Assignments included chairmanships of committees for education and health and human services. A funeral service is planned Tuesday morning in Beatrice for Dennis Byers. Easter egg hunts are planned Saturday in Summerfield and Axtell City Parks at 11 a.m., the Beatty Community Center at 12:30, then at the Frankfort City Park and Blue Rapids Square at 1, and the Waterville City Park at 2. Washington County Easter Egg Hunts Saturday are scheduled in Washington on the Courthouse Square, as well as Barnes, Lynn, and Palmer at 10 a.m., then in Hanover at the Vets Park at 1, and the park in Greenleaf at 2. First District, U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann is slated to make town hall stops in Washington and Marshall counties Monday, April 18th. He'll be at Gambino's Pizza in Washington at 12:15, and then stop at Landau Lanes in Marysville Monday afternoon at 1:30. Both of these events are open to the public. Social media bloggers Sarah Brohr and Melody Pittman traveled east to west across Kansas via U.S. 36 these past 2 weeks as part of a day-long stop in each county seat, exploring and sharing sites and attractions of interest. The effort, coordinated by the U.S. 36 organization, is meant to bring attention to the communities along and adjacent to the highway and attract future visitors. Blogs are brief recaps, including photos that are shared online via Facebook, websites, and related online mediums, including Wherever I May Roam. The two are guests at KNDY while passing through, and a second in a series of conversations continues as part of our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning on KNDY at 7:10. They noted why visitors may be encouraged to return and what leaves an impression.
But going back to, I find myself returning to a lot of towns I visit. Yeah. Number one, because it's the people that I meet.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. The reason that you visit a place repeatedly is often the people. Mm-hmm. If you are welcomed with a smile, with somebody helpful in a business, somebody that's grateful to see you in town, those are places that we make note of, and we will return. Definitely. We will return, and we will shop. We will eat. And we will tell everybody we know about you.
As Marysville celebrates 50 years as the Black Squirrel City, the conversation continues with the home of the White Squirrels in Olney, Illinois. That conversation is open to the public Monday evening, April 18th, beginning at 5:30, and will be held at the Marysville Public Library. Services for Ralph C. Pleggy of Marysville, who passed away January 17th, will be held this Saturday, April 16th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Pleggy.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and a bit warmer throughout the region today, with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the mid 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, and the upper 50s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Still staying a bit cooler overnight tonight, with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s and upper 40s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Saturday, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler, with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night and leading into Sunday morning, and temperatures will start to slowly warm up throughout Sunday and early next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 66. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 42, and the record low, 18. Sunset this evening, 8:03. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
There is no insect more beneficial to your garden than bees. We will share one idea for making them feel welcome today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 15th. Good Friday is the 105th day of the year. Actresses Emma Watson and Emma Thompson share a birthday, and Jackie Robinson took the field with the Brooklyn Dodgers on this day in 1947. About 30% of our diet is a direct result of bees paying a visit to a fruit tree or vegetable plant. So pull out the welcome mat in your garden. Here's one idea. A thick piece of untreated scrap lumber makes a good bee house. Just drill small holes into the wood about 90% of the way through. Space them about an inch apart, and you'll have a good home for orchard bees, which are excellent pollinators of fruit trees. Hang the blocks where they are protected from rain, like under the eaves of a garden shed, and hope for some buzz around your backyard blooms. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Spring is hop-hopping along quickly, and Easter will be here soon. Reflections has everything you need to make your spring occasions beautiful. Shop fun and affordable Easter baskets and fillers for all ages. Yummy chocolates and sweet treats, home and garden decor, greeting cards, party supplies, and so much more. There's something for everyone at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, Kansas. Reflections, so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas State football is no longer planning to practice in front of fans on Saturday. The Wildcats had originally planned on holding an open practice scrimmage over Easter weekend, but have changed their plans due to injuries. The team will still practice, but just not in front of fans and the media. This is the final week of practice for the football team. Kleiman says after this week, the coaches will hit the road recruiting and players will turn their full attention to the final weeks of classes. K-State does open their season on September 3rd at home against South Dakota. Washburn University Athletics Director Lauren Foray announced on Wednesday that former Lady Blues great Laura Westling has been hired as the sixth head coach of the Washburn women's basketball program. Westling was a standout member of the women's team from 2001 to 2005 and helped the Lady Blues to the school's first NCAA Division II national championship in 2005. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
K-State star center Ayoka Lee has been named the 2022 Big 12 Women's Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Year. The league announced Lee graduated with her undergraduate degree in psychology last May. She is currently pursuing her graduate degree in couples and family therapy. Lee's jersey is currently in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame following her NCAA Division I single game record of 61 points scored against Oklahoma on January 23rd.
Newly crowned national champion David McCormick added another feather to his cap. The Big 12 announced the KU senior is the league's men's basketball scholar athlete of the year. McCormick graduated from KU in 3 years with an undergraduate degree in communication studies and is now pursuing his master's in digital content strategy. The Norfolk, Virginia native is the second Jayhawk to be selected for the honor since it started in 2013. Perry Ellis previously earned it twice. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline and receive a free Colin Klein and Arthur Brown bobblehead celebrating the 10th anniversary of the 2012 Big 12 championship season.
Your Kansas State Wildcats are the Big 12 champions.
Season tickets start at just $150 for all 7 home games, including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to save your seat.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
CJ Express is convenient for you with 3 locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Shack fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available, too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all 3 locations with diesel, too, at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central Thunder Spring sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the fans will be showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
KNDY.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Organic farmers and home gardeners have been using Bacillus thuringiensis, referred to as BT, for decades to manage pests in the garden. This naturally occurring microbe found in the soil produces proteins that are toxic to the larva of certain insects. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. BT is sold as a powder, granular, dust, or pellet. When the susceptible insect eats it, the toxins become active, the insect stops eating, and dies within hours or weeks. Different strains of this microbe affect different insects. Kerstaki, often sold as Dipel or Thuricide, kills true caterpillars, the immature stage of moths and butterflies. Use BT israeliensis, found in Summit Mosquito Dunks and Bits, to kill fly, mosquito, and fungus gnat larvae. As always, read and follow label directions carefully when using any product. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Plant Skid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. Plant Skid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
It is a story fitting for the message of Good Friday, the story of a priest who recovered from a grave illness and began to construct a magnificent place to glorify God. The story of the masterpiece, which took him 42 years to build, is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Darcy Kramer shares the story of a very special priest who came to West Bend, Iowa.
Father Doberstein came to the United States when he was about 20 years old. He was staying with some family when he saw an ad asking for German-speaking priests. He felt compelled to go to a seminary. He studied there, and 2 weeks before he was to be ordained, he fell ill with pneumonia, so he didn't know what to do. There was no penicillin or anything to heal him, so he started praying.
Father Doberstein recovered and promised God he would build a shrine to share the story of Christ.
Father Doberstein studied geology in Germany for about 9 years before he came to the United States. So he knew a lot about rocks, about where he needed to get them. So he would go out and collect the rocks himself. He would write letters and correspondence to other countries and have rocks sent to him, have rocks shipped back on train car loads. He really knew what he was doing when it came to the rocks.
He began building the first grotto in 1912. He continued building for the remaining 42 years of his life. There are 9 grottos, each depicting scenes from the life of Christ and in the Bible. Doberstein's building materials are magnificent.
We have rocks here from amethyst in the church to, you know, different polished agates all across the grounds, quartz. We have a lot of different copper. We have stalagmites, stalactites. We have petrifications, fossils, different seashells. You name it, we have it.
You can see pictures on our American Countryside Facebook page. It's truly a sight to see. And when you hear the worth of the stones he acquired, you'll be astounded. That's next time as we travel the countryside. West Bend, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The next time it rains, watch where the runoff goes. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If it flows toward your well, it might be carrying contaminants that could jeopardize your drinking water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There's a concrete pipe that drains stormwater runoff next to our backyard. When we get a lot of rain, I'm amazed at the gunk that comes out of that pipe. As stormwater flows over the land, it picks up all kinds of contaminants. Research shows that drinking water wells inundated with stormwater runoff are likely to be contaminated with bacteria and other pollutants. Sharon Skipton is a retired water quality educator at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says the best way to tell if your well is at risk is to pay attention when it rains.
What we recommend is for a person to go out into their yard during a heavy rain event, not when it's lightning, of course, because that would be dangerous, and just watch the flow. Watch to see how much rainwater flows across the property, what direction it flows, does it flow toward the well? If it is flowing toward and over the well, that's when we're concerned.
The runoff shouldn't come any closer than 10 feet of the well. If you find the stormwater is too close, Skipton says there are a number of things you can do. Direct downspouts into a grassy area away from the well or into a rain barrel to use later. You can also reduce the flow to minimize the runoff.
Using gravel or rock or bricks or wood chips for their walkways, their patios, instead of using solid paving. And then the moisture will soak in. They can landscape to slow the flow of runoff. They can provide areas where water can soak in, areas like rain gardens. They can grade the yard to direct the runoff away from the well.
Also be sure the well casing extends above the ground by at least a foot and the casing and cap are watertight. Learn more about protecting your well at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
New for 22, the Chevy Equinox LT and Chevy Equinox Premier are on the showroom floor at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville and awaiting your test drive, along with the new 2022 Silverado 1500 model and 2500 model pickups. It's a new Chevy you're looking for? Look to Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
Reporting progress 2 years into a farm sustainability pilot project in Wisconsin. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. 15 farms in southeast Wisconsin are in year 3 of a pilot project on sustainability. The goal? Do better by the environment while remaining profitable. And it seems to be working. Doug Thomas is with Houston Engineering, the company analyzing the project data.
Through their refinement of nutrient management and conservation practices, we have seen or demonstrated a 15% decrease in greenhouse gas emissions. At the local water resources level, looking at the impact to local streams, the use of no-till and reduced till on the project farms, we've estimated that these practices will keep approximately 56,700 tons of soil from getting into local streams.
Lauren Bry is with project partner Farmers for Sustainable Food.
A key to success in our project is the diverse partners who help make it happen. From the farmers who are doing the work, to the team that helps document what is happening in the fields and analyzes the data, to organizations providing guidance and funding, each group brings value to this collaboration. It's proof that we are more successful when we work together toward common goals.
And Project Farms have been beating the state average income for corn, corn silage, and alfalfa crops. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Ag News from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Animal Ag Alliance has continued to monitor the war between animal agriculture and activists who have stepped over the line and have been charged with criminal wrongdoing. As Hannah Thompson Weeman, soon to be president and CEO of the Alliance, talks about how multiple cases may play out for the year of 2022.
They've been very brazen about breaking the law, theft, trespassing, all those types of things. There are trials scheduled across the country in 2022 involving some of those extreme activists. We're anticipating trials in California and Utah as well. And just in December, the first of those trials was held in North Carolina. And the activist in question was found guilty on two felony charges for stealing a goat back in 2018. So it's promising to see that he was convicted. You know, those felony charges did stick. The jury came back very quickly with that guilty verdict, so we're hopeful that other cases will go the same direction.
She goes on to say that many of the activists that are in court are trying to use the, quote, necessity defense in their trials.
They say, you know, that the conditions on farms and ranches are so dire that it's necessary for them to take the law into their own hands and break it and steal animals, which, of course, we know to not be the reality. And they're just opposed to what we're doing in general. It doesn't matter how well we're doing it. It doesn't matter what the standards are. If at the end of the day we are using animals for food, they are opposed to that.
She continues on to say that it has been an ongoing growing problem with many of the activists around the nation, causing harm with many producers, especially animal producers across the nation. And she adds that anyone in the animal agricultural community should stay tuned in for the results of the trials because they are going to be precedent setting either way moving forward, as it has been a growing problem in many parts of the country and in many rural communities. Again, that was Hannah Thompson Weeman, the soon-to-be president and CEO of the Animal Ag Alliance. They also recommend producers not to take the law into their own hands trying to defend their property. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Row crop farmers, where do you go to find seed that is adapted to your environment? Call Kaufman Seed. We specialize in corn, soybean, grain sorter. For all of Kansas, we don't import seed from other areas. We test to ensure that it works here before we recommend it to our customers. You have counted on us to provide you with top quality seed wheat. Now look to us for the same expertise in corn, soybeans, and grain sorter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-8-
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The EPA this week released its first ever comprehensive work plan to address the challenge of protecting endangered species from pesticides. The plan establishes four overall strategies and dozens of actions to adopt protections while providing farmers, public health authorities, and others with access to pesticides. EPA has had an opportunity, an obligation to approve how it meets its duties under the Endangered Species Act when it registers pesticides under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. For most of EPA's history, the agency has met the duties for less than 5% of its FIFRA decisions. This has resulted in over 20 ESA lawsuits against the agency, which have increased the frequency in recent years, creating some uncertainty for farmers. ADM announcing it will invest about $300 million to significantly expand its Decatur, Illinois alternative protein production. ADM also plans to open a new state-of-the-art protein innovation center, also in Decatur. Spokesman for ADM said the global trend in food security and sustainability driving structural changes in the food industry, including strong growth in alternative proteins. The alternative meat and dairy sales alone expected to grow by 14% a year to reach $125 billion by 2030. The project is expected to be completed by the first quarter of 2023. 25. And the number of highly pathogenic avian influenza cases in the U.S. outpacing that 2014-15 outbreak. But the Farm Bureau says the higher numbers might be attributed to improvements in detection and reporting protocols. Farm Bureau economists found that as April 7th, there have been more than 600 detections of the HPAI in wild birds in 31 states, 158 detections in commercial and backyard flocks across 25 states. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
When it rains, watch where the runoff goes. If it flows toward your well, it might be carrying contaminants that could jeopardize your drinking water. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
There's a concrete pipe that drains stormwater runoff next to our backyard. When we get a lot of rain, I'm amazed at the gunk that comes out of that pipe. As stormwater flows over the land, it picks up all kinds of contaminants. Research shows that drinking water wells inundated with stormwater runoff are likely to be contaminated with bacteria and other pollutants. Sharon Skipton is a retired water quality educator at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says the best way to tell if your well is at risk is to pay attention when it rains.
What we recommend is for a person to go out into their yard during a heavy rain event, not when it's lightning, of course, because that would be dangerous, and just watch the flow. Watch to see how much rainwater flows across the property, what direction it flows, does it flow toward the well? If it is flowing toward and over the well, that's when we're concerned.
The runoff shouldn't come any closer than 10 feet of the well. If you find the stormwater is too close, Skipton says there are a number of things you can do. Direct downspouts into a grassy area away from the well or into a rain barrel to use later. You can also reduce the flow to minimize the runoff.
Using gravel or rock or bricks or wood chips for their walkways, their patios, instead of using solid paving. And then the moisture will soak in. They can landscape to slow the flow of runoff. They can provide areas where water can soak in, areas like rain gardens. They can grade the yard to direct the runoff away from the well.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about protecting your well at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets closed today for the Good Friday celebration on a three-day weekend. Happy Easter to you. Yesterday, markets wrapped up kind of mixed across the board as the grains and livestock were mixed, but a little bit lower. Corn and soybeans saw a little bit of green. Wheat was down for most of the day. A big issue, obviously, with the increase in gas prices that many are concerned about with the ongoing energy crises. But because of that, the Biden administration says that they're taking actions to help bring down some of the price of gasoline, including allowing previously banned summer sales of gas-blended E15, meaning 15% ethanol. Gary Crawford sat down with Tom Vilsack, Agriculture Secretary, along with President Joe Biden, to talk about what this actually means for consumers.
I'm doing everything within my power by executive orders to help bring down gas prices.
President Biden telling an audience in an Iowa ethanol plant on Tuesday that he has already authorized release of 1 million barrels of oil a day from the country's strategic reserves. That got some applause from the audience, but of course, the biggest reaction came from this announcement.
Today, I'm announcing that the Environmental Protection Agency is planning to issue an emergency waiver to allow E15 gasoline that uses more ethanol from homegrown crops to be sold across the United States this summer in order to increase fuel supply.
Sales of gas blended with 15% ethanol had been banned in the summer due to air quality concerns. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says E15 blended gas would save consumers on average about 10 cents a gallon, which may not sound like a lot, but...
In times of inflation, in times of stretched budgets, every penny counts.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Energy market yesterday did wrap up overall mostly higher, especially the crude oil, finishing with May crude oil up $2.37 at $106.62. Unleaded gas was up by 8 pennies at $3.37, and natural gas was up by 31 cents at $70.30. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sale.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Have to.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.